Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more grace and grit. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels, reacting to everything instead of actually living? Like, you know that feeling when something throws you off and you're left scrambling, frustrated, and totally drained? Well, let me tell you, stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless robot. It's about building a mental armor, a toolkit for handling life's curveballs with calm and clarity. And one of the most powerful tools in that arsenal is something we often overlook. Self-reflection. Think of it like this: you wouldn't try to fix a leaky faucet without first figuring out where the leak is coming from, right? Self-reflection is that initial step. It's about taking a step back from the chaos, examining your thoughts and emotions, understanding your triggers, and identifying those pesky patterns that keep holding you back. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to self-reflection and stoic growth. First off, it's not about beating yourself up. We all have bad days, make mistakes, and get caught up in the whirlwind of emotions. Self-reflection is about being kind to yourself, acknowledging your shortcomings without judgment, and using those insights as stepping stones for improvement. Think of it like a gentle nudge, guiding you towards a more resilient and balanced self. Second, be specific. Instead of just saying, "I'm feeling stressed," dig deeper. What triggered that stress? Was it a particular conversation, a looming deadline, or something else entirely? The more specific you are, the better equipped you are to understand the root cause and address it effectively. Third, practice regularly. Just like any muscle, the more you exercise self-reflection, the stronger it becomes. Try journaling daily, even if it's just for a few minutes. Ask yourself, what am I grateful for? What challenged me today? What could I have handled differently? Fourth, don't be afraid to seek guidance. Sometimes, having an outside perspective can be incredibly helpful. Talk to a trusted friend, mentor, or therapist. They can offer valuable insights and help you see things from a different angle. Remember, we're all in this together, and there's no shame in asking for support. And finally, remember that self-reflection is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of clarity, and times when you feel stuck. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep striving towards the stronger, more resilient version of yourself. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant marketing manager who's always on the go, juggling multiple projects, meeting deadlines, and trying to keep everyone happy. She's constantly stressed, often feels overwhelmed, and finds herself snapping at people more than she'd like. She knows something has to change, but she doesn't know where to start. One day, Sarah decides to take a few minutes each morning for some quiet self-reflection. She starts by journaling, writing down her thoughts and feelings, identifying her triggers, and recognizing the patterns that contribute to her stress. As she digs deeper, she realizes that much of her anxiety stems from trying to control everything and seeking external validation. Armed with this newfound awareness, Sarah starts making small changes. She learns to delegate tasks more effectively, sets boundaries with demanding clients, and focuses on celebrating her own successes rather than constantly seeking approval. Through self-reflection, she discovers her own strengths, learns to manage her emotions better, and ultimately finds a sense of peace and fulfillment in her work. So, what are you waiting for? Take that first step towards self-discovery, embrace the power of reflection, and unlock your full potential. Remember, you're capable of incredible things. Don't let fear or uncertainty hold you back. Keep those stoic principles close, practice self-reflection, and watch yourself blossom into a stronger, more resilient version of yourself. And as always, don't forget to subscribe, share this episode with your friends, and join the conversation on social media. We're all in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.